Good morning. Today is January 13th. This is day number 2 of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer. Throughout these days of prayer and fasting, we seek to see Jesus clearly in our lives. Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem," Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were 6 stone water jars, used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of the ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "Then, when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now." The miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After the wedding, he went to Capernaum for a few days with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. Today's devotional is written by Kyle Hearn. I remember the stress my sister endured while she was planning her wedding. There was a whole lot of excitement and a whole lot of stress. I want you to take a moment and imagine if you were hosting a wedding and ran out of supplies for your guests halfway through the wedding. I can only imagine the level of worry that would consume anyone in that situation. That's what's happening in this story. Jesus is taking time to celebrate with his friends. Then Jesus' mother makes a request for more wine. She knew her son was a son of God. She knew Jesus had authority over the servants. There was worry that the party would not be the same without wine. Our Jesus cares about the details of our lives, and he cares about our worries. So, he summons the wedding servants. My favorite thing about this story is that Jesus did not touch the water or the wine. He worked through the servants instead. I know that God will work through you. Jesus revealed his power and glory through wedding servants. Do you believe God can work through you in the biggest and smallest of details? Will you let him today? Keep an eye out for opportunities for God to use you to serve others miraculously. Ask him to tell you when the opportunities arise. Maybe you see today that Jesus has all power and authority, yet he wants to use you because you are his precious child. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are so caring. You understand that sometimes the smallest things can cause us the greatest worry. Thank you for caring so much that you want to use us to fix problems we see around us each day. Speak to me, your child, through these 21 days of prayer and fasting, and strengthen our church in this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We at Christ the King pray that you enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus. Have a great day.